Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my people of God. God bless you. We welcome you again to the live broadcast of the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Ministries. We're thanking God for his grace and mercy. We honor the Lord tonight, for there is none like unto thee. Nowhere in the land, in heaven above or earth beneath, there's nobody like our God. We're thanking God tonight for his grace and mercy, thanking him for leading us and guiding us into all truth. I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, on tonight. God is in the blessing business. God is in the healing business. God is in the delivering business. And whatever you need from the Lord on tonight is yours for the asking. It's according to your faith. The Bible declares and lets us know that it is the faith that moves God. Your faith, that now faith, that right now present tense faith that's activated, that moves God. When you activate your faith, you're telling God and letting God know, I'm stepping out on your word. I'm standing on your promise. Mm-hmm. I'm cashing in all bets. Everything is cashed in now. It's all on you. Lord God, it's all or nothing. Amen. When we begin to trust and depend on God, we learn more about who this God is that we claim we serve. And I want to share just a word on tonight of encouragement to somebody. Someone's been going through some things and dealing with some things and some uncertainty. Been in a place working and laboring and slaving and working. You're not sure just how the thing is going to turn out. You're not sure what the outcome of it is going to be. You anticipate. You have hopes. You have dreams. You have aspirations. You kind of envisioned how you desire it to be. But my brother, my sister, there are times when things don't always turn out the way we planned or the way we anticipate or expect. There are times when situations, whether it's because of circumstance or people, things change, situations change. But one thing I love about the God that we serve, one thing I love about the God that we worship and adore, is his word stands sure. His promises are yea and amen. When God speaks it, when God pronounces it, when God declares it, when God says, let there be, when his word goes forth, it's going to accomplish whereunto it has been sent. And if the word of God came to you to let you know that you're going to make it, my brother and my sister, I don't care how dark it is right now in your world. I don't care how gloomy it is in your situation or your circumstance. If God has given you a word, and if there have been a word delivered unto you that you're going to be all right and you're going to make it, I want you to grab hold of that word and grab it like a drowning man. When a man is drowning, he grabs for twigs and sticks, plastic, anything he's grabbing for to keep afloat, to keep from drowning. And I want you tonight to be just like that drowning man. And I want you to grab hold of this word of God on tonight. Grab hold of your faith on tonight. And I want you to shake your faith and tell your faith, I want you to activate. You must be activated and you must stay active because God is getting ready to do some miraculous things in my life. God is getting ready to move in my behalf. And that's according to my faith. And I want God to move in a mighty way. So I've got to have some mighty moving faith. The Bible says that faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So many of our brothers and sisters today are being discouraged, are being led astray. So many of our brothers and sisters today are falling by the wayside. The enemy is defeating them because they're not taking up and they're not feasting on the word of God. The Bible lets us know and declares to us that we have to have the word of God if we're going to make it. The Bible says that how can the people hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher be sent if he don't have the word of God? And how can they hear the word without the preacher? So you need the man of God. It is the man of God. It is the woman of God who gets the revelation from God in the word of God, from the word of God. It is the man or woman of God who lays out before the Lord to get that word, that the Lord opens up the word and reveals to them the hidden treasures of his word for our growth, for our edifying. The Bible says and lets us know that for the edification of the body of Christ, the word comes for the edification of the body. And how can you be edified if you don't associate yourself with like-mindedness, with others that are on the same page, that are on the same note, that are hungry for the word of God? You've got to put yourself in a line to be blessed of God. You've got to put yourself in the way to receive of the Lord. And so many times the enemy defeats us because we don't take up time ourselves and initiate our own Bible time at home and our own personal lives. We don't take the time to pick up the word of God, to read the word for ourselves and allow the Lord to minister to us. And then we don't pick up the word ourselves, but then we don't even go to church and find ourselves in the place of fellowship to receive or to hear the word of God. But we entertain ourselves and we allow ourselves to be entertained by foolishness, things that are not edifying for our body and for our soul's sake. My brother and my sister, we're living in the last days. Mm-hmm. This is the closing age. We're living in the closing days and the last days of this dispensation. We're living in the dispensation of the gospel. The gospel has been preached like never before in this dispensation. This is the dispensation of the gospel. The gospel is going forth that men and women across the land, in the highways and hedges, will come to know this Jesus Christ. For the word declares, and Christ said in his word, that every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. So in order for people to confess this, they must first have to hear about who this Jesus is. This Jesus is the Savior, the one that came, died, and suffered on Calvary's cross, shed his blood on Calvary's cross, and prophesied, gave the word. He said, I will return on the third day. There has been no one before and no one since that gave word and spoke and declared his coming back, like Jesus Christ, and returned on the third day, just like he said. And not only returning, but he said, I'm going to return with all power in heaven and earth in my hand. And he did just that. And I want you to know, my brothers and my sisters, there is no greater power than the power of God. And on tonight, the Lord made a promise. There's so many people have promised us so many things. So many people have given us their word on so many things, and we found out that they are not sure of their word themselves. They cannot hold to their promise themselves. But I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, if the Lord gave you a word, I don't care if it was 3 years ago, if it was 10 years ago, if the Lord gave you a word and spoke a word into your being, you hold to that word. Let your faith kick in. Say the Lord, and you give back to the Lord his word. Say, Lord, I remember what you told me. I remember what you promised me. And I'm holding to what you promised. I'm holding to what you gave me, Lord. Your word is sure. Your word will not return void. The Lord in the beginning spoke and said, let there be. And at his word, things came into existence. The elements responded to the word of God. The atmosphere responded to the voice and to the word of God. And if the elements got to respond, if the animals and the beings and the creation had to respond to God's word, I want you to know today, there is nothing impossible for our God to do. And God has spoken into your behalf. He's spoken into your being. He has spoken into your existence, into your world. Before you was even formed into your mother's womb, the Lord spoke in your behalf and said, you're going to be thus and thus. He spoke and said, you're going to accomplish thus and thus. And if he spoke it, you're going to achieve it. If he spoke it, my brother and my sister, you're going to fulfill it.
but you hold fast to the promise of God. Let no devil in hell come to you and discourage you or turn you from what God has given unto you. God has spoken. There is no power. The devil is not greater than God. I want to share this with you right quick. As a quick little illustration of who the devil really is. Yes, the devil has power. Mm-hmm. Don't underestimate the enemy. He has power. But our God, did you hear what I said? I said our God has all power. All power in heaven and in earth is in our God's hand. And the enemy has to come subject to the devil. Did you hear what I said? I said he has to come subject to the enemy, to our God. Now, the enemy is this. Just imagine this. Our God is sitting on the throne, and the devil is our God's pit bull. Now, the enemy is on a leash. He can only go as far as our God allows him to go. He can only bark when our God allows him to bark. And there are times when God will allow the enemy to bark at us, to get us back into the place where we need to be. Sometimes we find ourselves straying away, and we wandered away from the place where God has established and set for us to be. And the Lord will allow the enemy to bark, and to bark at us, or to come at us with a little hell, or send a little hell our way, just to get us back in line and back into the fold. Sometimes the sheep will wander out of the fold, will get out of the gate, and the Lord will allow that wolf or that dog to bark, the enemy to bark, to get you back to where you need to be. The Lord promised you on tonight that you're going to be successful. You hold to God's unchanging hand. That promise that he gave you them years ago, he's going to hold to that promise. Joshua 18:1-3 says, all the people of Israel met together at Shiloh. There they put up the tent where they met God. They met with God in this tent. They set aside a place. They hollowed out. They sacrificed. They made a sacred a place to go to meet their God. And the Bible says that they ruled all the land. But Joshua still had not given seven tribes a part of the land for themselves. Joshua asked them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you the land. How long will you wait before you take it? I read to you from the Easy English Version. King James says, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord your God of your fathers has given to you? And for thought on tonight, I want to leave with you tonight. Take it back. Go take the land. The land is yours. Go possess it. It's already yours. Mm-hmm. The land was promised to the children of Israel. The children of Israel had, in doubt, no deed, faced many obstacles and many challenges in their growth and in their maneuvering and moving throughout the land. They had faced many obstacles and many enemies because of who they were. Because of who they were labeled by, because of whose name they bore, they encountered many obstacles. They were faced with many enemies. They were faced with much adversity. And in spite of it all, God yet manifested and proved himself to his people. You see, when you are God's elect, when you belong to God, he's going to prove himself to you, for you, through you. When you are God's anointed, or God's people, he's going to fulfill just what he promised he would do. That's not saying that you're not going to face many tests and many struggles. That's not to say that opposition is not going to be waiting there or around the corner for you. That's simply saying, prepare your mind and your heart for what God has promised to you. That's simply saying, God has promised, and since he promised, it's going to come to pass. He shall fulfill what he promised. And on tonight, my brother and my sister, I want you to understand and to know that God is not short or slack of his promise. Yes, 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 it may look gloomy. It may look and appear dark right now. But God yet says, I'm a God that is faithful to my word. I'm a God that hath not lost a case. I'm a God that hath not taken back my word. I'm a God that when my promise goes forth, my promise will fulfill where until I send it. And my brother and my sister, the Lord promised the children of Israel land. And what stood out to me in this particular passage of scripture, that there were seven tribes who had not received their land just yet. Joshua said to them, why are you waiting? Why are you slack? What are you waiting for to go and to possess what already belongs to you? What are you waiting for? Why are you slack to go on to live happy, to go ahead and to dwell, to go ahead and to flourish in the land that's already been promised to you, the land that's yours? What are you waiting for to go on and to possess it and to take control of what's already yours? You're sitting here. You've been comfortable here. You've been comfortable in this place and where you are. And so many of us, even now, we've become complacent. We've become content where we are. We become, because things are not broken, so to speak. Things are okay and all right. And things are not out of order, so to speak, to where it's forcing us out. We feel we get comfortable and complacent. And the Lord is saying to us tonight, why are you comfortable someplace that you're only passing through? Why have you taken up and put your bed down where you only supposed to have a cot? You put your bed and bought a bedroom set, and you set up house in a place that you're not supposed to be staying. You set up camp and set up house in a place that you're only passing through. You was only supposed to have a sleeping bag here, but you've set up a bed, and he said, I need you to go in and pick your bed up because you're not staying here. This was just a place for you to pass through. And so here, the children of Israel is in a place now. And Joshua is saying to them, why have you gotten comfortable and content here among us? Because you're among your brethren and your brother's family members and those that you love and those you're comfortable with. You're among fellow church members that you're comfortable with. And he said, no, it's time now for you to go out and to possess what rightfully belongs to you. It's time for you to go and to possess what is promised to you. Get out from being comfortable, and now it's time for you to take the challenge. And the Lord is saying to somebody tonight, will you step up to the challenge? The challenge is to go now and to possess the land. The challenge is now to go, and whether you know where your land is or whether it has not been revealed. It was Abraham who the Lord spoke to and said, get up now and go. Those that will go with you, take them with you. But get up, Abraham, and go. And did not tell Abram where he was to go. He said, go. Abraham packed up his belongings and those family members that traveled with him, and he left, not knowing where to go, and having not only himself, but his family with him. Not only his family, but some sheep, some oxen, different things that he had, and livestock that he took with him, and he left. And the Bible says that he left going on the faith and the knowledge of what God had promised him and commissioned. And when he went, the Bible says that the Lord blessed Abraham. Abraham was received a promise from God. Let's go quickly to the book of Jeremiah 33:14. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. Today, behold, the days come, saith the Lord. Behold, today is the day. Now is the day. That the Lord is saying, I'm going to perform a good thing. This good thing I had promised already. I promised this good thing way, way back before the foundations of the world. I promised this to the children of Israel, to the house of Israel, and to the house of Judah. I promised this to my people. Those that call on my name, those that bear my name, those that have been covered with the blood, those that have been washed in the blood. He said, I made a promise to them. And this promise is that I'm going to perform the good things. Now the good things are going to come to pass. Now the good things are going to be fulfilled. Now the promises of God, yes, 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 the promises of God are going to be fulfilled in this time now. These are the days that God has promised, and he said they will be fulfilled. These are the times that God has promised, and they're going to be carried out just as the Lord promised it. So my brother and my sister, this is not the time to be shaky and weary. So be not weary in well-doing. He said, but you're going to reap if you faint not. You're going to reap if you faint not. If you faint not, all the blessings and the promises of God that have been yea and amen, that you've been hearing about through your brothers and your sisters, your mothers and your fathers, your great-grandmothers, and those that have been gone on before the Lord, those great things and wonders that you've heard of God, now, he said, it's going to happen in your eyesight. It's going to happen in your time. It's going to happen with you. Put your hand in your bosom, my brother and my sister, and say, it's going to happen with me. It's going to take place with me. You know why? Because it's going to begin with me. The blessings of God is going to happen with me because it's going to begin with me. Because I put myself in a place of God to be blessed of God. I put myself in a place with God that I'm in the channel and in the flow of the blessing. I put myself in the place of God to where the blessing can't help but hit me. The blessing can't help but overtake me because I put myself in line for the blessing. Yes, the promise is already yours. The promise have already been given, but you and I have to step up. We have to heed to the promise of God. The land has been given and promised to you, my brother and my sister. But it's up to you to step up and to heed and to possess the land. To you to find yourself going, being about your father's business. If you don't know where your land is, be like Abraham. Just get up and go. And let your faith take you. Let your faith guide your footsteps. For in the word declares that the steps of a good man, and the man means man or woman of God, but the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And my brother and my sister, I want to let you know today that if your steps are ordered by God, there is no failure in him. Did you hear what I said? I said, if your steps are ordered by God, and since your steps are ordered by God, there is no failure in God. Which means that if you're walking and your steps are guided by him, you and I cannot fail. Oh, bless God today. So stop worrying about failure. Stop worrying and don't let the enemy come to you and rub that and beat you up with that failure thing. Don't let the enemy come with that guilt or with that inadequacy, making you feel like you're inadequate or making you feel like you're not good enough, that God is not going to come through for you. Yes, he is. He's proven to you and time again that he's God and he's a faithful God. And if he's done it before, he'll do it again. But it's up to us, my brother and my sister, to step on faith tonight. My last scripture tonight, Acts 7, if you will. And he gave him none inheritance in it. No, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And I want to leave that with you tonight. That's Acts 7 and 5. Here we find the scripture speaking of Abraham, that when Abraham had no inheritance, when Abraham had no seed, Abraham, you know the story, was of age, himself and his wife Sarah. The Bible says was past the age of childbearing or even to give birth or to have a seed. God made Abraham a promise. Even when it seemed that the promise coming in this situation and seeing the situation and the circumstances surrounding what I'm dealing with. And I'm dealing with an impossible situation. Impossible according to the knowledge and to the mindset, according to science, according to mankind. There is impossible for Sarah to bear a child. But the Bible says that God made Abraham a promise and told him, not only will you be the father of many nations, but I'm going to bless your seed, but I'm going to bless your inheritance, but I'm going to bless your land. And the Lord made Abraham a promise. When Abraham saw, said there was nothing, there was no promise, there was no baby, there was no way possible. But even in an impossible situation, God speaks life. And I want to come to encourage you tonight that even when it seems like there is no hope in your situation, that there was no way possible that you can have a situation, that you can have hope or promise facing what you're facing right now and dealing with what you're dealing with right now, that there is no possible way that God can come through, that there was a way out. God is saying tonight, I've made a way out, and my promise is yea and amen. I don't care what it looked like, my brother, and if God can promise Abraham when he had no child and there was no way for him to have a child and promise him, you're going to bring forth a child, Abraham, and you're going to be the father of many nations. Just like that, in an impossible case, God can work in your impossible case. And just like when it seemed like all hope is gone, God can work in your situation. Be encouraged, my brother and my sister. God is working in your behalf. There is nothing too hard for God. Know that. Your promise is sure. Your promise is yea and amen. When the devil comes to you with that doubt, say, my promise is yea and amen. And you stand on it tonight. Your promise is yea and amen. It will come forth in the name of Jesus. It's going to come forth. You shall perform what you shall perform. God has promised it. And it is so in Jesus' name. God bless you, my brother and my sister. Be encouraged, knowing that God is on your side and there is nothing impossible for him.